slightly. Okay, good evening, everyone. Good evening, and thank you very much for coming tonight. Before I begin, I would like to thank, on behalf of myself and the Greater Washington Community Kollel, this wonderful shul, Young Israel Shomrei Emunah, as well as this wonderful rabbi, Rabbi Rosenbaum, for once again giving us this very special opportunity to share words of Torah with this very special congregation. So thank you very much. So, if any of you haven't yet gotten around to checking the calendars yet, which I don't always get around to checking, this year, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbat. So this year, we will be commemorating Tisha B'Av, keeping Tisha B'Av, observing Tisha B'Av on Sunday this year. And there's a lot of interesting issues which arise when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbat. So the very first issue that has to be addressed is that, again, the halacha states that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbat, it gets postponed to Sunday. And the question is, why is that so? Why don't we say that keep it on Shabbat and we'll fast on Shabbat? After all, there is such a concept of fasting on Shabbat. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbat, we fast on the Shabbat. So Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av is a major fast. We know that it's the only other fast that we fast a full 25 hours. And why is it that we postpone it? Why not fast on Shabbat? What is the problem with fasting on Shabbat? After all, it is the day of destruction of both of our temples. Unfortunately, a very solemn, serious day, and that question needs to be addressed. Why is it postponed? The second question that is a very powerful question is that just the mere fact of postponing any holiday in Judaism is very difficult to understand. Judaism accords great significance to time and time-related mitzvot and occurrences, and the idea of postponing a holiday to another day is very odd. It doesn't happen that often. We certainly all know that one does not have the right, God forbid, to say that Saturday is just not convenient for him to keep the Shabbat, but Sunday works out really well. So, you know, I'll keep it on Sunday. That'll be my Shabbat. There are other religions that did such things, but Judaism, you know, doesn't do such things. You know, if that is the day of significance, then that is a day that should be commemorated and kept. And how is it even possible and conceivable to postpone Tisha B'Av to Sunday? The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th of Av, not on the 10th. So what's going on? To strengthen the question, there's a sefer called the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch further strengthens the question. He says, lest one say that the reason, after all, why we postpone Tisha B'Av is because at the end of the day, it is only rabbinic in nature, and Shabbat is certainly midaraisa, biblically prohibited, and presumably maybe even fasting on Shabbat is biblically prohibited. And so Tisha B'Av, which is only rabbinic, doesn't have the power, so to speak, to push away Shabbat, to override the Shabbat. If one would say such an idea, which makes a lot of sense, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's just not true. He says that the four public fasts that we have, the fast of Shivat Shabbatamos and Tisha B'Av and Shom Gedalia and Asara B'Teves, those four fasts are actually ordained by the prophets, mentioned in the prophet Zechariah. And so it has much more weight. It's stronger than a regular rabbinic enactment. It's not merely something that the later rabbis of the Mishnah and Talmud enacted, but it's something that the prophets enacted. And so it has a lot of weight to it. And furthermore, he points out, the Minchas Chinuch points out, that not fasting on Shabbat as well is only rooted in the words of the prophets. He says that it doesn't state anywhere explicitly in the Torah regarding the Shabbat that one cannot fast. It says remember the Shabbos and keep the Shabbos, but it doesn't explicitly say anywhere that it's forbidden to fast. He says that the reason why one is not allowed to normally fast on Shabbos is because there's a concept on Shabbos called Oneg Shabbos, so delighting in the Shabbos. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, which says the Karasa l'Shabbos Oneg, you will call the Shabbos a delight. And part of calling the Shabbos a delight is eating and enjoying it and not fasting. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that if we put everything together, it comes out that the reason why we fast on the four fasts of Tisha B'Av and Shabbat Matamas and the rest is based on the words of the prophet. And the reason why one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos is as well rooted in the words of the prophet. And therefore, being that they are on equal footing, he asks that it's very difficult. Why indeed do we not fast on Shabbos when Tisha B'Av or Shabbat Matamas as well 3 weeks ago fell out on Shabbos? Why not fast? So that is his question. And to answer these questions, the Minchas Chinuch says something which is absolutely amazing and mind-boggling. He says that if you look closely at the pasuk in Zechariah, you see a very interesting thing. The pasuk in Zechariah talks about the four fasts, and I will read the pasuk. The pasuk says, this is by the way in chapter 8, verse 19 in Zechariah. Says, Ko amar Hashem Tzvakos, so says Hashem, Master of Legions, Tzom HaRavi'i, V'tzom HaChamishi, V'tzom HaShvi'i, V'tzom HaAsiri. The fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, Yiyeh LeBeis Yehuda L'Sasun U'LeSimcha. They will be for the house of Yehuda as for a days of joy and happiness, L'moadim tovim, and as holidays, via emes, via shalom, ahevu, and love, truth, and peace. So, what is this fast of the fourth and fast of the fifth that the prophet is talking about when he says that these fasts of the fourth and fifth will turn into days of happiness and joy? So, Chazal, the great rabbis, the sages of the Talmud and Mishnah teach us that these fasts of the fourth and fifth, they're actually referring to the fourth and fifth month of the Jewish calendar. In the Jewish calendar, the very first month that we count as number one is Nisan. Even though we celebrate, it's very interesting, even though we celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei 6 months apart, but because the Jewish nation was formed in the month of Nisan, that is when we exited from Egypt. So Hashem actually said that it is a mitzvah to count the months as Nisan being the first, according to the day, the month that we became a nation. And therefore, that is month number one. And therefore, if you count from Nisan, so Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, the fourth month is Tammuz, that's referring to Shavuot B'Tammuz. The fifth month after Tammuz is Av. And then the seventh month works out to be is Tishrei, and the tenth month is Teves. So the prophet is referring to these fasts that we're all familiar with, and saying that one day, Erev Yomeinu, when Mashiach comes, they will turn into days of happiness and joy. But the Minchas Chinuch points out that these fasts that are referred to in the words of the prophet never mentions at all the day of the month. It just says, on these months, there will be a fast. It says these fast days will turn into days of happiness. It just refers to the fast of the fourth month. Doesn't actually say a day. So what does the Minchas Chinuch want to suggest? He wants to suggest that according to the words of the prophet, they never actually set a specific day to be the day of the fast. They said that in this whole month of Tammuz, the whole month of Av, it's a very sad month, a month of mourning. Pick one day. It's up to you. They didn't set it in stone. They said these are months of mourning, and it's up to the individual to pick a day that he wants to observe in that month to keep as a fast day, even though it's possible that the actual day that, let's say, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed or the walls of Jerusalem were breached, even though it doesn't work out to be that exact day, as long as you're keeping one day in that month, that is sufficient. Mind-boggling idea, what the Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest. And based on that, he says that he is well aware that after the prophet, the sages of the Talmud subsequently did pick a date. They came along and, formalized things in the days of the men of the Great Assembly, and they formalized things for Klal Yisrael, just like they formalized their prayers. So they formalized things, and they picked a day that should be universal for all Jews, and they picked the 9th of Av and the 17th of Tammuz. But that, says the Minchas Chinuch, that is only rabbinic in nature. So even though the actual concept of the fast is from the words of the prophet, being that one could fulfill the words of the prophets by picking any day of the month, and it's only the later rabbis who set a date, so because now keeping the actual ninth day of is only rabbinic, the normal rabbinic that we refer to from the times of the sages of the Talmud, being that it's only rabbinic in nature, and it coincides with Shabbat, and there are considerations of not fasting on Shabbat, and it's not like the ninth day of is set in stone either. So therefore, the rabbi said, in such a case, we're gonna postpone it, being that any day of the month is really appropriate to fulfill the words of the prophet. So in such a year, when they coincide, we will just postpone it to the 10th. That is what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. Now, it sounds very wild and innovative, but as wild and innovative as it may sound, the Minchas Chinuch actually brings many proofs to this concept. Furthermore, there are two Rishonim, earlier medieval great commentaries, rabbis who also suggest such a possibility. They don't, say clearly that that is for sure what happened, but they suggest it as a possibility to answer certain Gemaras. And he brings some powerful proofs to this idea. I will quote a few of the proofs that he brings. There's a certain Gemara, which we're going to see a little bit more thoroughly a little bit later in this year. But there's a certain Gemara, which quotes the great Amora Rav Yochanan as saying that if he would have been, he says, if I would have been in the generation that fixed Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, as the day of mourning for the Beit HaMikdash, he says, if it was up to me and I would have been there, I would have picked the 10th of Av. So we'll see later why he would have picked the 10th of Av, but he says, I would have picked the 10th of Av. Says the Minchas Chinuch, how is it conceivable that Rav Yochanan is saying, if I would have been there, I would have picked the 10th of Av? But, if after all, these are the words of the prophets, as great of a rabbi as he was, he can't argue on the prophets, it's the word of God. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, that is a proof that if he even entertained the possibility of changing the date, if I would have been there, so it must be that the date is not set in stone, that it's possible to postpone. So,
we keep it into the 10th of anyway.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. Right. Okay, so we'll get into that. Very good. Fine, very good. You're right. So, it still seems a little bit difficult. Rav Yochanan could say, I would have made it the 10th of Av if, after all, the prophets proclaimed it as the 9th. So therefore, that is one proof. A further proof that he brings many proofs, I'm just going to quote one more. A further proof that he brings to this effect is that the Gemara in Tainis questions our observance of the 17th of Tammuz as the fast day that we keep, called Shavuot B'Tammuz, and it questions that based on a pasuk in Jeremiah, and the pasuk there says that when the first temple, unfortunately, was being destroyed, weeks earlier, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 9th of Tammuz, Tes Tammuz. And the Gemara asks, why is it that we keep the 17th of Tammuz as the fast day, if indeed, and one of the reasons given for the 17th of Tammuz is that the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. Why is it that we keep that day if the prophet Jeremiah quotes it as being the 9th of Tammuz? And the Gemara answers and says that that's not difficult. The 9th of Tammuz, that is when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached by the first temple. And the 17th of Tammuz is when the walls were breached by the second temple. And because we Jews post-second temple era are closer to the second temple, it's more meaningful for us to keep the day that the second temple was close to being destroyed when the walls were breached. And that is the 17th of Tammuz, and that is indeed why we keep the 17th of Tammuz, even though the Gemara states clearly that the walls of Jerusalem were breached on the 9th of Tammuz by the first temple. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, that how is it again possible that the Gemara can say that, yeah, we keep the 17th day of Tammuz as an observance of the fast of Tammuz, if the prophets declared it as a day of fasting for the 9th of Tammuz to commemorate the breaching of the walls of Jerusalem for the first temple, and those were when the prophets lived? How could we have the audacity to later come and say, well, that's for you, but it's more meaningful for us to keep the 17th, so we're just going to change it? If the words of the prophets declared it to be the 9th of Tammuz, not possible that we could just change it to the 17th. You know, if anything, they could make two fast days. If that's too difficult for the tibor, for the congregation to keep two, so we'll keep it on the 9th of Tammuz, and we'll remember that also later in this month, the 17th of Tammuz is a sad day. But how can we just completely uproot it and just reset it for the 17th? So says the Minchas Chinuch that as well is a proof to the idea that the actual date, the day of the month, was not declared by the prophets, and that was later instituted by the rabbis of the Talmud. A very interesting idea. So that would answer some of the questions, all the questions that we asked of why is it that we're not fasting on Shabbat, and how is it possible to postpone? But putting the Minchas Chinuch aside, which even though he brings many proofs, does seem to be somewhat of a novelty, putting the Minchas Chinuch aside, there are some more basic approaches to why it is indeed that we do not fast on Shabbat itself. First of all, regarding his assertion that fasting on Shabbat is only based on the words of the prophets, as he quoted from the words of the prophet Isaiah, that you will call the Shabbat a delight, commentators point out that according to the great Rishon, the Rashba, he held that the Rambam, Maimonides, held in Halacha that fasting on Shabbat is actually biblically prohibited. And later commentators want to bring possible sources for such a concept based on the mun. The mun was, Hashem told us to eat the mun on Shabbat, that applies to food in general. You should eat on the Shabbat. But either way, it's a difference of opinion exactly what the source is. But there are proofs in the Rambam that he seems to hold that fasting on Shabbat is actually biblically prohibited. Furthermore, there are two other Rishonim, the Baal Halachos Gedolos and the Sefer Yireim as well, that count Oneg Shabbat. It's just important to know, just so, every Shabbat that comes up, that the idea of Oneg Shabbat, of delighting in the Shabbat, of eating good food on the Shabbat, according to two Rishonim, is actually a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs. They count it, even though it's found in the words of the prophets. Apparently they understood that the words of the prophets were really just elucidating the biblical commandment of Shabbat, and therefore they count it as one of the 613 mitzvahs to delight in the Shabbat through eating, and therefore as well, according to them, it would come out that fasting on Shabbat would be biblically prohibited, and therefore the words of the prophets would not be allowed to override the biblical commandment of Shabbat, which includes eating on the Shabbat. So that would be another approach, according to those Rishonim, as to why it is indeed that we don't fast on Shabbat. Second of all, it's important to point out that in addition to fasting on Tisha B'Av, there is another aspect of Tisha B'Av which cannot be overlooked, and that is the concept of avelus, of mourning. We all know that Tisha B'Av, in addition to being a day of fasting, is also a day of mourning. And not only is fasting an issue that regarding Shabbat, but mourning as well is forbidden on the Shabbat. It is forbidden to mourn on Shabbat. The Gemara in Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, from Proverbs, which says that Birchas Hashem hi ta'ashir, the blessing of Hashem enriches, to lo yosif etzev ima, and one shall not add sadness to it. And the Gemara interprets this pasuk to mean that this is the Shabbat that enriches our lives, and it's the blessing of Hashem to the Jewish people, and one shall not add sadness with it, means that one is not allowed to show any signs of mourning on the Shabbat, because it's a contradiction to the beauty and happiness of Shabbat. And therefore, apparently they understand, the different commentators bring this, they understand that apparently this might even be biblical in nature, that mourning on the Shabbos, and therefore they say there's another reason why Tisha B'Av cannot be observed on the Shabbos itself, because it is a day of warning, which is a contradiction to the concept of Shabbos. So, those are another possible approach to why it is we do not fast on the Shabbos. Now, we mentioned earlier just the concept of postponing any holiday in the Jewish calendar is very difficult to understand. After all, Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, was the day of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's very difficult. Again, even according to the Minchas Chinuch, which we quoted, it's very difficult, the idea that if a certain day is when a tragedy occurred, that we would just pick any day in that month and observe it. It would seem very logical to keep the day that the tragedy occurred as a commemoration for what happened. So again, I would like to revisit how it's possible to postpone Tisha B'Av at all. And furthermore, once we are changing the date and not keeping it on Shabbos, why is it so obvious that it's postponed and not advanced? Maybe we should say, we'll keep it on Friday. Why is it put off to Sunday? Let's keep it on Friday. Let's keep it on Thursday. In fact, there is a time when we advance a fast day, and that is on Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is weaker than the other fasts. It's only a custom. It's based on a minhug. But Tainus Esther, if it ever falls out, it ever occurs on Shabbos, instead of postponing it, we actually advance it and observe it on Thursday of that year. So why is it so obvious that we postpone Tisha B'Av and not advance it? So that, the Gemara right away says, is because Tisha B'Av is a day of mourning, and to advance calamities, to bring a day of mourning closer to ourselves, is not something we wish to do. We'd rather push it away and not bring it closer. And therefore, that is why it's postponed. But, again, as well, how does it make sense, how is it conceivable to keep this day of Tisha B'Av on Sunday when it doesn't seem to be the actual day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? It seems very difficult to understand. So in order to understand this, I would like to quote a Gemara in Megillah, and we will see in this Gemara that indeed it was not agreed upon by all that it's so obvious to postpone Tisha B'Av. There actually is an opinion, none other than the great Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the editor of the Mishnah, who held that it's not so logical to not keep Tisha B'Av on the day of Tisha B'Av, and therefore we're going to see that he held that once it's postponed, might as well not keep it that year, because it doesn't make sense to keep it on a different day. And therefore, and to quote the Gemara in Megillah on 5b, states,